This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and here's what we have on tap for tonight. A judge is protecting one of the communist street animals. You know what's happening. We will explain it here to begin the show. We're going to talk about how committed they are to illegal immigration versus how their rhetoric is already changing. Remember that talk yesterday about how Democrats are looking internationally for assistance now? Well, lo and behold, I have yet another example of that. All that, I'm probably going to do about 800 emails because they were so good, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here because it's evidence. This is just one example, right? This is one example in one place. But this, it explains so much of what you see nationwide and so much of why the communists chose to, instead of attacking institutions, infiltrate and conquer institutions. The headline from Daily Fetched is Walls, that'd be Minnesota Governor Tim Walls, Walls staffer is caught keying Teslas, avoids charges despite $20,000 in damage. This dude, he's 33 years old, by the way. What a life to live at 33. Six Teslas. He was caught on camera keying them. Okay, well, that's bad, but thank goodness it's pretty open and shut. Obviously, this is what you'd call an easy conviction. When you commit crimes on camera and it shows your face, it's, well, that's what you call a slam dunk in the legal world. Except, well, look at that. It looks like we have somebody who's going to let him out of prison. Going to get out without real serious prison time. In fact, he's just going to avoid charges altogether. How did that happen? Well, here's the quote from the county attorney's office. Our main priorities are to secure restitution for the victims and hold Mr. Adams accountable. But of course, that's a lie, you see. In fact, that's going to be a central theme on tonight's show. That's not their central goal. The communist knows that he has to lie about everything at all times.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
This communist DA was put there to let people out of prison, not put people in prison. And specifically, this communist was put there to ensure that communists were sprung free from prison. I have repeatedly called our government a criminal organization. So let's just discuss that really briefly, and then we'll come back to this case and what the communists did. We've had kind of a talk like this before, but when it comes to organized crime groups, whatever they are, the big ones, the Mexican cartels, the Italian mafia, both here and in Italy, the Russian mob, wherever it is. Have you ever wondered why they don't take over each other's territory more? After all, if you find out there are 200 members of the Gambino family, why don't you just get 300 guns, 300 shooters? If you're the Russian mob and you want their territory, go in and kill 200 of them. You don't have any problem with murder. Why not do it? Well, the true protection for ongoing criminal enterprises is not actually in their numbers. That's part of it. The true protection is in how many parts of the legal system they have bought off. That's the true protection. If you find yourself lined up on the side of a ditch in Mexico, ready to have a bullet fired into the back of your head, there's a very good chance it will be a cop pulling the trigger. Because the real power with ongoing criminal enterprises is how much they have infiltrated the legal system, because that's where the power lies. Back to America's Democrats, America's communists. You see, they always ran into a problem. The problem was, we want to burn it all down. And part of breaking these eggs to make the omelet, it's going to involve violence, hurting people, killing people, vandalizing things. Communists are naturally violent. They get that. But they kept running into a problem. The institutions. Specifically, the legal institutions. Hey, I'm really mad at Elon Musk. I think I want to burn 10 Teslas. That'll teach him. But the problem is the cops. The local cops are going to arrest me for that. And then the local DA is going to throw me in. He's going to throw the book at me. He's going to charge me for that. And so if I do what I know is right, then I'm going to go to prison for 20, 30 years. And I don't want to do that. So what do we do, guys? How do we fix that? Well, it's really quite simple, you see. Instead of slamming into the system, beating your head against the legal system over and over and over again, you just simply take it over. You take it over. We don't have to keep running into communist DAs and communist judges who are stopping us. Why don't we just take over that spot? And so through decades and decades and decades of focused effort, communists have put into place a protection system identical to any organized crime system that exists out there. Al Capone's guy didn't go to prison because they bought off the judge. That's the same reason Mr. Tesla Vandal isn't going to prison. The judge is one of theirs, you see. Two different divisions of American communism. There always has been, always will be, not just American. It was this way in everywhere it's ever been. Cambodia, Soviet Union, everywhere. Two different divisions. Always two different divisions, but they work together. They need each other. The elite communist scum and the street communist scum. The elites give out the marching orders. Hey, there's the devil. That's the bad guy. That's who you go attack. They're the ones you see all over television. Elon Musk this, Elon Musk that. Elon Musk is the devil. The street communists hear that and they hear marching orders. It is known, by the way, when the elites speak, when Chuck Schumer says, you're going to rape the whirlwind, Kavanaugh. Chuck Schumer knew exactly what he was doing. They know Democrats are well aware of the violent, mentally ill base they have. And they are well aware when they speak like that on television in speeches that the violent, mentally ill base they have will see that as marching orders. And they will march forth from there to hurt whatever devil the elites have told them is the cause of all their problems. You should see my emails. I have hundreds of them, especially after the Supreme Court thing. A bunch of these crazy libs on the left said that I was a fascist and all these other things. It's just all death threats right now. I'm going to come kill you. I'll put a red dot on your head. I hope you die. I hope we run into each other. What happened there? The elites put out the word. The streets got the word and took their marching orders of kill Jesse Kelly. And that's why we are where we are as a country. The elites give the orders. The streets follow the orders. But you see, that in and of itself isn't enough, is it? Because, well, that doesn't work out very well for the street animals. Oh, yeah, you tell me to go burn up a Tesla dealership, but now I'm in prison and you're still sitting there in office. Didn't work out well for me. You see, the elites have to provide something for the streets, otherwise the streets don't follow orders. And so they do. They provide legal protection. That's the true power of organized crime, has always been how much of the legal system they've bought off. Remember, speaking of Al Capone, you've probably seen the movie. Most of it's completely fictional, but Untouchables, Elliot Ness had to be brought in. They had to bring in someone from the federal government and a special task force to go after Al Capone. but this part of it is true. Why did they need such a special task force? Why did they have to go to the feds to bring in someone to bust Al Capone? Why? That doesn't make any sense, because Al Capone had already bought off the entire Chicago legal system. The whole system, he owned it. Without someone else coming in, the organized crime group had already bought the judges. He'd already bought the cops. The system was his. He was untouchable himself. I know the untouchables wasn't referring to Al Capone, but it just seemed to work in that sentence. Anyway, that's what American communists have done. Here's another one for you. And another. This is from Red State. A judge blocks the New York City Mayor Adams, that's Eric Adams, blocks his effort to deal with immigrants. Communists brought in as many foreigners as they could in 4 years. Now, the judges they put into place try to keep them here. This is the country you and I live in now. All right, let's set that aside. I talked to you about something maybe a little bit heavy. Then we're actually going to do some emails. I'm going to be all over the place today. It's probably not going to be a super news heavy day. I'm just not in the mood. You're going to want all those pictures and videos you have on your phone and your computer. You're going to want everything that matters to you digitized. Those home movies, those Polaroids, that box of Polaroids, the wedding album you have, the baby album you have. You want that stuff to last forever. You want to be able to look at it on your phone, look at it on your computer, and those things are fading as we speak. So what do you do? How do you do that? Well, I've told you about Legacy Box. American made, American jobs, an American company. You load that stuff up in a box. They'll send you the box. You just send it to them. You're sending it to Tennessee. They'll digitize everything and send all your stuff right back. Then you have the physical copies and digital copies forever. Take advantage of the all-American sale they're having right now. $9 a tape. Unheard of. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, before I get to some emails and then the communist language and more vacations with your tax dollars and things like that, I want to address what I'm not really going to address tonight. I know that's kind of a weird way to put it. In fact, that means completely opposite things. Whatever. The Pete Hegseth, quote, scandal. Chaos at the Pentagon. Caroline Leavitt talked about it
today.
They
were Pentagon employees who leaked against their boss to news agencies in this room. And it's been clear since day one from this administration that we are not going to tolerate individuals who leak to the mainstream media.
Okay, all right. So I know that you've seen 1,000 headlines about this today. You've probably seen it on television, heard about it on the radio all day long. Chaos at the Pentagon, scandal at the Pentagon, the leaker, the non-leakers. So I just need to explain something you probably already know, but let's go ahead and lay this out. The system, you already know about the system, we talk about it. But here's how it works in politics in the United States of America. It's an extremely gross system. Once you see it, then everything makes sense and it doesn't bother you as much. So I'm just going to lay it out as clearly as I can. America's Democrats, America's media. They work together because they have the same belief system. That belief system is communism is good, Republicans are bad. Okay, so they work together. But there's a third part of this as well, and that's the federal employee part. We have roughly 3 million federal employees. One, that number is insane. If you told the founders we'd one day have the largest employer in the country being the federal government, they would have handed the country back to the British and said, okay, never mind. Clearly, you guys don't know what you're doing. But that's what we have, this gigantic federal government. And in the federal government, endless departments, more departments than you could ever list. And pause on that for a moment. Have you ever paid attention at all to maybe the Wall Street Journal or the financial section of the newspaper? Or maybe you have CNBC on all day long. Have you ever seen a story about big shakeup at, you know, fill in the blank for a Fortune 500 company, Starbucks, big shakeup at Starbucks as they get a new CEO? And you say to yourself, oh, well, okay. But then nothing really changes at Starbucks. I personally don't go there, but all the menu items stay the same, really. Maybe a new holiday flavor. Prices are roughly the same. They said big shakeup, but everything kind of just keeps running the way it was always run before. If it was dirty, it stayed dirty. If it was clean, it stayed clean. But Starbucks is fine. Why isn't there a big change? Well, with any company that size, the bigger the company gets, the further removed from day-to-day activities the man at the top gets. You see, here on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, I'm intimately involved in every part of it because it's me and Chris and Corey. But if the Jesse Kelly Show became even 100 employees, there would be so many parts of this show that would not only be out of my control, really, they'd be out of Chris's control. They'd be out of Corey's control. Let's assume they'd be head of departments, which they would be. They would eventually lose touch with, hold on, I have to figure out, what are they doing at sales? The bigger any entity gets, the less control the man at the top actually has. In the United States of America, with a federal government this size, this many people, we think we're going to go make some changes at the polls. We're going to vote. We're going to change Congress and we're going to change the presidency. And yet, things don't change that much. Oh, we get great executive orders and things like that. But as far as the big things go, what cuts have been made to the government? I know there have been great press conferences. What actual cuts? None, really. What has actually changed significantly foreign policy-wise? Not that much. Now, I know Trump's doing what he can. This is not in any way an insult. The bureaucracy runs the United States of America. The federal employees run the United States of America. Marco Rubio just did something wonderful. He closed over 100 offices and eliminated 700 positions at the State Department. So I want to give him credit. One, that's a good thing. Two, but think about the bad angle of that. There were over 100 offices we could just close at the State Department? Just 700 positions you could just eliminate? What were they doing in the 100-some offices? You paid for that office. That's a real physical office. You paid for every employee in that office, every staple, every piece of paper. You paid for... What were these... Remember, the State Department is scattered across the globe. We're not talking about over 100 offices right by your local Applebee's. They're all over the entire planet. What were they doing? Whatever they wanted to do. Republicans or Democrats, it doesn't matter who runs the presidency. The bureaucracy has been running the United States government for a long time, which brings me to the third entity in this vicious little cabal, the whole Hegseth thing. The media works hand in hand with Democrats who work hand in hand with the Leviathan that is the federal government. They are all one system, one team, and they are all dead set against you. And I'm going to bring this back to not necessarily Hegseth specifically, but to scandal and chaos and these things. Before I get to that, let me talk to you about getting rid of your pain. What is that thing, that physical thing you don't do anymore because it hurts? Maybe it's working out, working construction, going for a walk, playing pickleball. Maybe you used to do jujitsu. Maybe that. But now you don't because your knee hurts. Now you don't because your neck hurts, your back hurts. Have you tried Relief Factor? You know, Relief Factor is developed by doctors, but it's 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. I want to stress this. It's a supplement, a unique formula of natural ingredients. Your body's trying to fight the inflammation. It just needs help. Nearly 70% of the people who order it call and order more. That's a ridiculous success level. Do you think maybe $19.95 to try it would be a good idea for you. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and try it. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Tuesday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So we just laid out the whole cabal, how it works. Democrats work with the media, who work with the gigantic federal government. Remember, Donald Trump was impeached. One of the two times he was impeached was from within his own State Department. The federal government votes well north of 90% Democrat. They're registered Democrats. They give to Democrats through years and years and years of infiltration. The United States federal government has been filled with communists from top to bottom in every single department. They all work with each other. Now, that's how we got here. Now, how does that manifest itself? Well, when a Democrat is in office, that whole cabal, the media, Democrats, the federal government, they all work with each other as a protection racket. It becomes essentially think of them like bodyguards, a protection racket. No, Joe Biden's never been sharper. What? No, Joe Biden, he looks great. I just had a meeting with Joe Biden. He ran circles around me mentally. And then you can always dig up some State Department employee, some FBI employee. Yeah, you know, I sat down with Joe. Wow, it really blew me away. And then, of course, the media. But what's happening? Well, they're all speaking to each other, you see. Here's how it works. If you are somebody at CIA, FBI, NSA, EPA, State Department, whatever, you have media contacts in your phone. And full disclosure, I have these. I have these, not necessarily media contacts, because I don't really listen to the media or do media interviews. But from the other side of it, I have politicians. In fact, Republican politicians who I know, ones I'm friends with, they repeatedly will send me things they want me to put out there. And I don't do it, you should know. As you've probably picked up on, I don't take the party line, and I don't say what people want me to say. I will not do it. I don't like being told what to say and what not to say, so I don't respond. But they do it to me all the time. I'm talking United States senators, United States congressmen. Hey, Jesse, did you see this bill I just put up? Did you see this lame talking point I just said on the news? It'd be cool if you'd said something. Blocked, not interested. But that's how it works. However, there are all kinds of willing people on the left who will do this for you. So if you're some vicious little snake at State Department and you want to destroy Donald Trump, you have someone at the New York Times on your speed dial. Hey, it's me, Gaylord. You want to meet at Starbucks for some pound cake afterwards? And you go sit down for, do they have pound cake at Starbucks? I love pound cake. Anyway, you go sit down at Starbucks for some pound cake and you give the New York Times all the dirt. Well, how this works is the American media becomes your paid PR attack dog running either protection for Democrats or destroying Republicans. And so when a Democrat is in office, you are constantly told, wow, look at this. No scandals. Remember, they loved using that line for Barack Obama. 8 years and no scandals. Wow, what a president. Can you believe it? Barack Obama, scandal free for 8 years. Wow, so scandal free. Look at Joe Biden. Hardly even a whiff of a scandal anywhere. No scandals at all. And then the second a Republican gets in there, of course, it's Donald Trump this time. It's, man, chaos, anarchy. Wow, what a bloodbath it's been. Well, they created the scandals. They created the chaos. And remember, the illusion of chaos can be created if you want to create it, especially in politics when you control large portions of the media. I could create chaos in your life. Did you know that? It can happen to anybody. Maybe you're thinking, but I'm just a normal person. Jesse, I'm working construction. I'm a single dude by myself working construction. Oh, if I decided to take a bunch of money and pay people to look into you, pay media people or get with media people I know to write bad articles about you, maybe put bad things on social media about you, I could invent a scandal out of thin air and create a complete nightmare for you. That's how PR works. You normally have to pay for it. Unless you're a Democrat, you get it for free. And so what have you heard for 48 straight hours? Pete Hegseth, chaos, scandal, disaster at the Pentagon. Could you hear about Pete Hegseth? Whoa, it's crazy. Pete. It's all invented. Pete Hegseth got rid of a few people. I don't even care if you like the people he got rid of. He got rid of a few people. It's how it goes. That's how it goes in your job, doesn't it? People get fired. People get laid off. People quit. In the federal government, when it's a Republican doing the firing, it's treated as a gigantic scandal. And if you're not aware of how they operate, it will become a huge scandal and a huge deal in your mind when it is not. When the American media has locked shields and decided to make a huge deal about something, that's almost 100% of the time a good indication it's not a big deal at all. They are telling you, look at this, look at this, look at that. Do you see this? Look at the shiny object. Focus on this. Focus on this. It's not a scandal. What's happening in the Pentagon with Pete Hegseth is not a scandal. And this is me. I'll tell you if it is. I'll let you know if it's a big deal. Look, why did I tell you the Signal chat leak was a big deal? Because of the lack of control it showed. It showed a lack of discipline and control. That's why it was a big deal. Other than that, there's no big deal aspect to any of this stuff at all. Let's drop all this stuff and do some emails. I'm done with all this. Or we can laugh at J.D. Vance crucifying the climate commies.
To them, humanity is always one bad decision away from catastrophe. The world will soon end, they tell us, because we're burning too much fuel or making too many things or having too many children. And so, rather than invest in the future, they too often retreat from it. Some of them pass laws that force their...
Yeah, that's a good time. Hey, Jesse, you once rightfully pointed out that technology doesn't always advance. Upon the fall of the Roman upon the fall of Rome, architecture, plumbing was paused and even regressed for years. There are entire civilizations under wide swaths of the Amazon. What happened? Why did they die out and not advance? Instead of a single event or period in history, what do you think about covering historical technology, things like that? I actually don't mind that idea, but okay. I wanted to read this because I actually think it is applicable to us in a variety of ways. Why do some societies just kind of die and go away and not advance? So I'm going to circle back to use a Jen Psaki line just something we've discussed a lot when it comes to Democrats about how they create symbols for their people to focus on. Right now, the newest hero in Democrat circles is the MS-13 gangbanger who got sent to El Salvador. That's the newest thing. Hey, look at him. This is a good guy. Maryland man. Here's a headline. CNN, MSNBC use Maryland man live 506 times. Hey, Maryland man. Look at the Maryland man. He's a dad. He's a husband. He's a father. They're really good at creating these symbols. Symbols for their communist minions to love, worship, revere. Symbols for their communist minions to hate. That would be Donald Trump would be the chief one. Every Democrat in America, through years and years of social conditioning, now genuinely believes Donald Trump is some uniquely horrible person and a Nazi and Hitler and all the. That's crazy. But years and years and years of programming has taught them that. But why do that? What is the advantage in that? This is going to come back to nations, and in fact, it's going to come back to our nation. What's the advantage in that? Why would you do it? It gives your people a purpose, a mission. We all need a mission. In fact, we're going to talk about it as it pertains to America. It'll probably be offensive. Talk about that in a moment. Before we do that, let me talk to you about your garbage cell phone company. I hope that's offensive. I hope you look up right now. Whoever your mobile provider is, maybe it's Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, I want you to look them up right now. And I want you to look up their, quote, charitable giving. Go ahead, look it up. That's your money. All that commie gobbledygook. They sent your money to all those causes. We have got to put our money where our morals are. Switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk will save you a fortune. I'm not asking you to sacrifice anything. I'm not asking you to sacrifice coverage on the same 5G network. Not asking you to give up your phone. I know you have your photos and your numbers. Keep your phone. Keep your phone number. It's easy. Switch to the patriotic cell phone company that doesn't hate your freaking guts. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, a magnificent Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So the guy kind of asked a general question of there are all these tribes that just eventually died out. There was a society and then it died. And then another came along and it died. And why don't they advance? Why didn't they advance technologically? Why do some areas, some nations advance technologically and then they thrive and the people prosper and others simply do not? Well, I brought up the communists and how they use symbols because it gives their people a mission. Hey, look, at all times, here's what you need to do. Fight Donald Trump. He's the enemy. He's the devil. Look. Here's Trump. Fight harder. Fight. We need you to vote because it's stop Donald Trump. Doesn't matter if it's for dog catcher. Vote. You'll stop Trump. Do you want to fight Trump? You got to stop. It gives people a mission. It gives them a mission. Give me a mission. Fix my eyes on something. Societies do not advance or do advance technologically because they get missions. And those missions are oftentimes very, very different. I'll tell you this. One of the things that made America ridiculously prosperous, wealthy, and powerful was the idea that you were free to make it here. Have you ever thought about this? Just pause for a minute as we get old school Americana and think about this. Think about the West, the American West, the Rocky Mountains, the deserts, the everything that comes with the wild, wild American West. Now, have you ever spent any time in the West? If you haven't, I realize there are a lot of people listening in the West right now, but if you haven't, there are places out there that are more desolate than you can imagine. If you're from an eastern city area, if you're listening to me in Boston or New York or something like that, this might sound like a foreign land to you. It would feel like a foreign land. You can get to places where you are alone. And I don't mean you're on the park bench and the closest person's a half mile away. You could scream at the top of your lungs and nobody would hear you. You're alone. Nothing. Now, that's today. Let's rewind to the year 1800. What is it then? There's nothing there at all. Oh, wait a minute. I misspoke. There are unbelievably hostile Indian tribes who will kill you for trespassing on their land. And it depends on the tribe, but they may not kill you in the nicest ways. If the Apache get a hold of you, they will torture you unimaginably so. Comanche will probably tie you to the spokes of your wagon and then light you on fire. So that's the kind of thing you risk from just the Indians, let alone the weather. Montana, where I grew up, Montana winter kills people every year. Every year. Every year people will die from the weather. Today, with modern technology, what is it in the year 1800? The animals. You don't think about that? Yeah, charging grizzly bear is scary today. That's with weapons available everywhere that can put one down. What's a charging grizzly bear look like when you have a single shot musket and you know it's going to take 5 or 6 well-placed shots to bring it down? Your son, he's going to go hunting. He may not come back. Now, think about this. Just having taken all that in, think about this. Think about the legions and legions of not young single men, because young single men are prone to do things like that, of families, husbands, wives, and their children who got in a covered wagon and went out west to brave that, oftentimes alone. Why would you do that? Why would you risk that? For the chance to make it, man. There's a chance to make it. I'm stuck in wherever I'm stuck. Wherever they happen to be stuck back then. Maybe they were in Boston and they were stuck. Maybe they were in St. Louis. Maybe they were stuck. I feel like I can't get ahead. But here in America, if I take a chance, I might make it big. And America is, or at least was, a country where you have the freedom to do that. And that, the thought of every human being having it, the thought of I can have a better life if I get to America and take chances and work for it, that kind of mission focus prompted all kinds of ridiculous technological advances because we were trying to make it. The advantages in railroad technology alone. How are we getting out west? How are we getting stuff out west? Get people out there. This locomotive needs to be faster. We need better this. We need better that. A mission focused. Staying mission focused. And then when you're in a system like ours, you find yourself as a mission focused person in competition. Hey, I started a hotel. It's right by this railroad town. I'm making a lot of money. Dang it. Charlie across the street started a hotel too. Daggone it. His prices are a little bit lower than ours. We need to offer a superior service. Hey, honey, I hear they have running water back east. Find out if we can install running water. Competition, baby. Mission focused. I am at my best personally when I am mission focused, when I have a goal in mind, whatever it is, professional, personal, whatever it is, I'm better. Wake up with a mission in mind. Countries or small tribes are the exact same way. If you have one, something to focus on, you are probably going to advance and thrive. If you are, however, just existing to exist, you're just trying to get from meal to meal, from sleep to sleep, from whatever it is, then you're not going to advance because there's nothing pushing you that way. I saw this, again, I don't want to take credit for it, and I can't give anyone credit because I'm going to move on here, but I saw this this incredible looking cathedral. And somebody had said something online of, why don't we build things anymore? And someone said, you want the things that a belief system drove without the belief system. And that's not how it works. I walked in a cathedral or a church of some kind. I don't know that it was Catholic. They'd been building it for 600 years. That's mission focus. How do you end up with something that beautiful, center of the town square? 600 years of focus. That's how. Now, here's something for you to focus on. Oh, look at this from yesterday. Gold tops $3,400 for the first time. Huh. Hey, Chris, who's that guy on the radio who told people to get some gold, I mean, gosh, years ago? No, it's not Clay Travis. It's me. Gold Co. will get some in your retirement now. Don't wake up tomorrow to gold hitting yet another high. Next week, get some in your retirement so you can be protected. So your retirement that you busted your butt for can be protected. That's Gold Co. And right now, you know, you could qualify for up to 15 grand in bonus silver, maybe even more. Call them. Find out what they can do. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. Get some precious metals, all right? All right, let's talk a little bit about this media scandal next.
This is an iHeart podcast.